we're just a few months away from the horse racing or horse racing returning to our county for the first time since 2009. Great Lees went into administration 5 years ago, but now with a new owner and a new name, the Chelmsford City Racecourse, it's set to reopen in January of 2015. Betfred, one of the track's owners, have said that they will be hosting as many as 60 race days next year, which is a lot. Cornelius Lysett is the BBC's racing correspondent, and he joins us now. Cornelius, a very good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Well, this is a big deal for Essex, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be as many as 60, but there will be racing at Chelmsford City, formerly Great Lees, as of January. They're building a grandstand there. This opened in a sort of certain amount of trumpets and fanfare in April 2008. Didn't last very long, as you rightly say. Closed in early 09. And then there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and ooing and ah-ing and debate about whether it would start again. But, you know, with a backer like the bookmaker you just mentioned, then clearly they're very much back with their new name, Chelmsford City, from 2015.
Why do you think it didn't work in the past? I mean, is there a possibility that perhaps there are just not enough racing fans in Essex?
I don't think that was ever considered to be the particular problem. I think the problem was that it took quite a long time to actually open Great Lees, and there was criticism of the business plan. There was criticism of some of the people involved as well. I don't think there was any criticism of the crowd figures. So no, everyone very optimistic, and as I say, with a big backer with an awful lot of money, like a major high street bookmaker, then they're very much looking forward to getting going again. It'll be debated by the British Horse Racing Authority's board today, and we'll actually know the exact number of fixtures in the middle of next month, probably in the week beginning October the 20th. The figure, I think, that we know they will definitely have 12 what they call start-up fixtures. So there are definitely going to be 12. And then there are going to be more. There's 320-odd which are staged on the all-weather circuit, which will include Chelmsford City, Kempton, Lingfield, Southall and Wolverhampton. They will get a proportion of that. And I think a figure of about 40 to 45 is probably realistic.
And this is going to bring quite a lot of employment, I would have thought, to the area. I mean, Essex is already renowned for horse ownership and for stables in this part of the world. But presumably there'll be more businesses coming here as a result of this too.
Well, that's certainly what the people behind the business plan will be hoping for. The most significant thing in terms of the Chelmsford City is the fact that Newmarket, the headquarters of Flat Racing, is only just up the M11 from here. And you've got a pool there of, what, 2,000 racehorses, something like that. And the trainers of Newmarket, some of the greatest trainers in the world, let alone in Britain and Europe, were keen on Great Lees when it was operating. And I know John Gosden, for example, the former champion trainer, is very upbeat about having plenty of runners there. So from a point of view of the horse population, that is a big plus. And the other thing is, yeah, as you rightly point out, there are a large number of people in Essex, but also in North and East London, who are within striking distance of Chelmsford City, and they'll be very keen indeed that they come to the races.
Will we be getting what a racecourse needs is a particularly outstanding race meeting, whether the Derby, the whatever.
Absolutely.
Is there something like that could happen here?
I think Rome wasn't built in a day. Chelmsford City won't be built in a day, but they will be planning to do that. The actual track, the actual racing surface, is of a very high standard, so they'll be hoping to attract plenty of horses. The other problem before with Great Lees was the facilities. There wasn't a grandstand as such, but that is being constructed literally, absolutely literally, as we speak this morning. And clearly, if you're going to be a major sporting event, you've got to have the ability for everyone who attends to actually see everything. So that's going to be a major part of it. But the plans by Betfred and its partners are pretty ambitious to have 80, 90, 100 days racing in the future. And I'm sure those will certainly involve some pretty big days.
Will you be taking a trip to Chelmsford City when it opens or not, Cornelius?
That's an odds-on favourite. That's a certainty that has romped home. I look forward to gosh, how many more puns can we get in on a Wednesday morning? Yes, I look forward very much. I never made it to Great Lees. I think I probably imagined it might last a little bit longer than it did. I can't wait to see Chelmsford City, and there'll be all those people behind the racecourse will be hoping to see many other people from across Essex, East Anglia and London coming to see the action as well.
It's down to the facilities. I remember going to Lingfield a few times before they actually put their all-weather track in, and then the new facilities, and you can go to courses like that. You can have a really nice day or night out, can't you?
Yeah, don't sound quite so surprised, absolutely, and the facilities are all important, so it's all very well. You could stage the best racing in the world, which would be as good as Epsom would stage on Derby Day or Cheltenham on their festival days or Aintree on Grand National Day, but if the facilities are no good, people aren't going to be keen, and that is certainly a pretty high priority of the new owners.
We don't have a start date, do we, yet?
Not a specific one, except to say January next year. So they will be racing early next year. The weather, the thing about an all-weather surface as opposed to turf, is that hopefully frost and snow to a large extent, those type of things which affect and very wet weather which affect turf race courses, won't affect the all-weather. So they'll be hoping to start with a certain amount of fanfare, I dare say, at some point in January.